Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy starts in less than 10 seconds.
This worries me.
Ask your plumber to install a ring.
Steady, hot and strong.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Well, you haven't got a beard anyway.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Well, this is a two-day growth and looking very tough and mean, so...
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Just call us the Graham Norton of Australian radio. You yes. know why I say that, Fat?
Why do you say that, Jim?
He gets the biggest guests in the world on his show, the chat show out of the UK, and we have the biggest guests in Australia on our show. Have a listen to this.
Who?
Andy Lee.
Oh, yes.
Not far away from joining us, of course, radio royalty here in Hamish, and doing plenty in the off-season. Andy's looking forward to chatting to him. And then Jack Gunston, premiership superstar, of course, for the Hawks. We love him as well. So there's a couple of smacking big names to join us on the Rush Hour today. Hello to you, Baldy.
G'day, Knackers. How are you? And, Jack's growing a mo like his old man.
Yes, and that's not what you want. No, old Razor. Come on, Razor.
Great to be with you. Beautiful day here in Melbourne town.
Isn't
and down in Geelong.
Beautiful.
I'm about to do me deck, Jim.
Right.
I'm going to give it
what
a good old scrub and a nice gurney, and it'll come up a treat, my deck.
Oh, gurney.
Rabsy.
From flyweight and click on a latte.
Who's that, mate?
No.
No.
From flyweight, click on a latte. Thank you.
Do you know who that was, Jim?
No.
Stevie J, right? Ordered two lattes. So the bloke yells, and he's got to say a name for the bloke to yell out. Yep. So the bloke in the caravan's yelling out, Norm, two lattes for Norm and
come
Stevie.
On. Come on, Stevie. Come on, chompers.
Oh, well done. It was well played. It was quite good, actually. And he's got it all taped, and he's got this stupid smirk on his head. Hey, don't tell me, Jim. I think the Hubs might be back.
You
said the other
day
they were gone and got the lemonade and sass. But they're back. What's going on with the Adelaide government? Because
What we didn't factor in, Fat, was the bloody draconian crap. We thought our bloke had it wrong.
Yes.
And now Happy Dan's got happy.
Oh, good on you, Dan.
So our clubs are able to operate properly.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden the stupid bloody premier in the West is saying, well, no one's allowed to fly in and out of here without 14 days in quarantine.
That's right.
So that's buggered that up. And then the health minister in Adelaide has gone and said the same thing. So what we're now looking at is the West Australian clubs and the South Australian clubs potentially having to relocate until the borders are open.
That's
which
right.
makes it bloody hard for them.
You know what? I think, Gil, what he should do, he's been sitting back watching all this. Tough job in there to work out what's happening. And there'll be a draw coming out maybe today, maybe tomorrow. And it'll be a four-week block, I'm hearing, Jim, just 4 weeks at a time, which is fine. But what Gil should do now is say, hey, South Australian clubs and WA clubs, you listen to us. We're going to tell you where you're going, because they're saying, oh, we want to go here, we want to go there.
Yeah.
Send them all to Queensland. They can all go up there. You'll have six teams up there, Jim, with the Queensland teams, and they can play their hub games up there.
Look, that would be looked at, I'd imagine. I originally heard they're not all going to go to the same place, but that could change. No one knows what the bloody hell's going on, by the way. But I know these two gentlemen and their digging their heels in has caused them all sorts of distress, because I think they originally thought they could fly in and out of both places. The footballers could.
FIFO.
So now it's not going to happen, which is a bit of a worry, Fat, because we want the bloody comp started.
I know we do, but that's why I'm saying the AFL now should go, righto, come out and go, bang, you blokes are going here. You're going up to Carrara or up to the Gold Coast or wherever, and you're doing this, and this is how it works.
What about the Premier from Western Australia trying to claim anti-West Australian VFL bias?
Yeah.
I'm like, mate, you're the one that's stopping teams from flying in and out. You're the reason why your two clubs are going to have to move. It's got nothing to do with the AFL. I don't know where he was going with that, but didn't make a lot of sense
to me,
William.
What's happening out there at Cockburn? Also, the cricket, have you seen that? There's plans.
No. Yes, go on.
Plans have been drawn up to play like a little three triangular series, Jim, between England and New Zealand.
Well, that would make sense, because New Zealand and Australia, it's almost the same bubble, so
that's
that would make sense. I like that.
because we've got to get going. But they got to play India, don't they?
Oh, yeah. No, that will happen.
That's got to happen.
The Test series will happen. It'll really depend, as I understand it again, on the IPL as to what our players have to do. So what India, I read the other day, what India will say is, yes, we'll come out and play in your Test series, but we want your blokes, Pat Cummins, Finchie, et cetera, to be available for the IPL when we say it's a go. So we might have to compromise on that.
Righto. Fair enough. And, Jim, I didn't want to do too much more digging and come up with any more news because we've got two very special guests on.
Yes, we have. All right, nice. Let's get started. Andy Lee, Jack Gunston on the Rush Hour.
Andy Lee joins us, one of our favourites here, Jim, on Triple M. Yes, actually, when he was on the other station, Fox, he wanted to be on Triple M. He wanted to be on our show on the Rush Hour.
He did.
And he just keeps ringing us, saying, put us on. So, Andy, welcome back, mate.
Yeah, I still have to ring the competition line to get through to you. I thought by now I might be able to get your personal numbers, but I understand it's a long road to that, and eventually I'll get there.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, you've been busy, mate. You've been doing a lot of interesting things, and you're a golfer. Have you had a hit yet?
No, I'm jealous of JB. Yes. I should have got out today, but I've booked tomorrow, I've booked Saturday, and I've booked Sunday. So
beautiful.
I can't wait to get out there.
Hey, mate, and you are down at St Andrews Beach, of course. You've got a place down there which is very, very close to one of the best places in the world to play golf. St Andrews Beach is a masterpiece.
Absolutely. St Andrews Beach, the public course that they tried to make private and then they ran out of money five or six times. But the course itself is sensational. And the clubhouse is still just a shipping container with a tarp over the top of it, but they still serve cold beers, Bill. So that's all you need. I don't think you need any other facility.
What about the brewery just down the road too? That's all right.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. I think Davey Warner's got an interest in that brewery.
Has. I think he has. And I have seen Fat. I know. I think you're spot on there. And I have seen a couple of times just sliding into the brewery to say hello to Perch and the great people down there. I've seen a couple of times S. Pang and A. Lee just parked over in a corner.
A. Lee and Pang.
Heads together.
Sounds
is that
like
true?
A Chinese gathering.
The two of us, we catch up. We talk about the Asian financial crisis, all those things. The Hen Seng, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Well, it's a funny place because there's so many good golf courses down there. It's a beautiful brewery. But I was sitting in there one day having played golf with Johnny Hastings, ex-Victorian fast bowler.
Yeah, medium pace,
and Cam White. And then Mike Clayton walks in, and for golf aficionados would know, Mike was a professional golfer, a brilliant one in his own right. Finished tied at British Open, but also now a golf course designer. After that, I saw Pat Rafter walk in, then Richard Fromberg, then George Gregan, all on the same day, and there was no one else in the place.
Jeez.
I was just sitting there with sporting greats all around me, trying to gather them all together so they could tell me stories. And it was like they were doing a cashy. What you do, Bill.
How could you recognise Richard Fromberg?
Hard to miss. He's so tall. And I mean, obviously, I think it helped that he was next to Pat Rafter for the tennis connection.
The difference between that cashy you were involved in and Bill's is Pete, you actually wanted to hear what those blokes had to say. Hey,
good one, Jim.
Let me just say this to you. Someone tells me that Sam Pang, who I haven't actually played golf with, someone told me he hits a long ball. How can that be when you're a vertically challenged man?
Well, he's got muscle. He does still have biceps, Pangy. I know it sounds strange. He doesn't show them off. But he's just got great rotation. He actually hit the ball further than Jonathan Brown,
Brownie. Hey, also, I saw, speaking of sports, what about your tennis and the tennis ball challenge where, I don't know if you saw this, Jim, but he was out the front of his house and he hits the tennis ball up, goes over the roof, he runs out the back, catches it, actually fell in the swimming pool. But that was unbelievable. Might have been a few attempts, but it was a bloody good challenge and well done, Andy.
Thank you, mate. Yeah, for people who may have missed it, it's on my Instagram, Andy Tom Lee, but I hit the ball from one side of my house, ran through the house and caught it on the other side. That was great.
Yeah.
But the most miraculous part of it was that Beck filmed all 54 attempts over a two-hour period.
54?
I, I thought she would have given up stamina. But I was pretty chuffed. I was on Twitter. I got a retweet from Andy Murray's mum.
Oh,
she's a tennis coach in her own right. And she said that it showed all the great things about tennis with racket control and speed off the mark, change of direction. So for young tennis players, forget the court, just whack balls over your house.
Judy, her name is. Yeah.
Speaking of your Instagram, and I am a follower and I love it, your beautiful partner, Beck, gets thrown pretty regularly under the bus. Is she happy about this?
No. No, girl. No, Jim. I've mentioned before that, you know, we're in a time of crisis. Can't leave the house. There's different shows that have called me because they've run out of content because there's nothing to talk about except Corona. Hence. And that was my problem. And hence I make it Beck's problem at the time by going and, I know, trying to wake her up on live telly or, other sorts of things.
Mm. We need to take a break with you, Andy. We've got dice footy to discuss. I want to know what's going on with this. That's and also what's coming up with your great partner, Hamish. Are we buggering off somewhere? Are we doing anything? We're going to find out next with Andy Lee.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, and Carlton Nuffy. Andy Lee joins us. It's a rush hour.
Melbourne Stars and Carlton Nuffy. Here's fair dinkum. Been watching all the James Bond films, have you?
I have, mate. Beck and I went back to number one and have been working our way through all the Bond films. I tell you what, Bill, the Me Too movement hadn't quite started back then.
No, it had not.
anyone out there, Beck was horrified with the treatment. I was as well, don't get me wrong. But, yeah, those ones haven't aged as well. There's one scene where Sean Connery just walks straight up to a girl and just rips her by the top off and then kills her, essentially.
Wow. What win?
It's the third or fourth one. I was like, gee, times have really changed. We're having fun watching those.
Oh, Sean Connery. He's one of my favourites too. Have a listen to this joke, Andy.
No.
Okay, who are you?
Here we go.
My name is Pussy Galore.
Oh, no, not that one. Mm-hmm.
I must be dreaming.
The great Goldfinger. They are golden, those movies, by the way. I don't blame you for doing it. Now, tell us a bit about Dice Footy. What happens here?
Yeah, for people who need an AFL fixed and catching their players, I know Dice Footy, the actual game's been around for years. I think I'm not sure if people know, but dating back to the 1930s, where kids in the playground were essentially, you get two dice. Say if I was against Bill, I roll them. I roll a 2-3. Yep. I've scored two goals, 15 points.
For the quarter.
I hand them to Bill.
Yep.
He rolls them. Six. He scores a 1-1.
Oh. Yeah. Six goals, six. Yeah.
So I'm up at quarter time. And so I'd been working on something with the AFL to try and include the players during their downtime. And it was actually Andy Marr who told me about Dice Footy. And I said, well, mate, do you mind if I take it to the AFL and see if they'll start a professional league, and that's what we've done. So if you're missing your players, Carlton had another honourable loss last week. Oh. Bloody hell.
who's playing for Carlton?
This week it's Collingwood Carlton. We are dropping the games at the exact time as the fixture was going to be, the original 2020 fixture. So Collingwood Carlton, Sunday game at the MCG, I think it's 1:10. Sam Doherty comes in for Eddie Betts after he couldn't get the job done last week. They rolled really strongly in the last quarter like the Blues always do, but didn't quite get there. And he's against Taylor Adams from Collingwood. But Friday night football, I think, is the big one. Tom Hawkins versus Trent Cotchin.
Ooh.
Yeah, oh, nice. I know... how passionate a Blue you are, Andy, and my beautiful partner, Lisa, is rivaling you for the size of Carlton Nuff Nuff. What I find the funniest thing with her, Andy, is as soon as they play badly, I say to her, darling, what did you expect? Your club have played badly forever. She goes, yeah, they took all our draft picks.
Oh, yeah.
That, I'm like, that was 20 years ago.
You know why, Jim?
When are you going to come up with another reason for playing badly? She goes, I don't have to. They stole all our draft picks. Are you of the same mind?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We've never recovered. It's all the AFL's fault. And we'll dine out on that for another 50 years, yeah. I think.
They cheated in 95, well, you know that. Hey, you know, I admire, Jim, someone who can play a musical instrument.
Yes.
And I want you to have a listen to this. Have a listen to this. This was the on Anzac Day. This is magnificent. Is Andy playing on Anzac Day?
Good.
That's very good. I admire that.
Thanks, Bill. I've never been so nervous. I know it sounds stupid, but it's 6 a.m. and you only get one crack at it, yeah. Really, because you're meant to launch at 6. And I used to play the trumpet for the cadets back at school days. hadn't reeled out the last post for a while, but Beck was encouraging me, and I was happy to get the job done.
Very good.
And well, playing some guitar too, I see on Instagram.
Yeah. I mainly play rhythm guitar, and my brother, it's like pretty much the bass player in U2, just there to make up the numbers when I catch up with my brother to play some songs. He's the real musician.
He is. He's very good, actually, and he's a better looking one and does very well for himself.
All right, Bill, enough of that.
Hey, mate, great chatting to you. What's coming up as we let you go? What are the next things you're doing?
Well, Haim and I had planned to go overseas again sometime this century for another perfect holiday, but we're reviewing that process. I'm not sure what the plan is for us now, but the podcast is still going, and you can head to afl.com.au if you want to see Dice football action this weekend, guys.
Good on you, mate. Always a pleasure.
Cheers, guys. Great chat.
Outside of the right boot, inside 50. Hardigan came across, dropped the mark. Lever's now got work to do. Hawke somehow keep it in with absolute brilliance. And Gunston has kicked a miraculous goal.
It's what you want, one of your highlights of your career to be as called as beautifully as that, this man, Bill. 193 of the best, of course, played at Adelaide for a little while and then moved over to the Hawks, has kicked 367 goals, a three-time premiership player, an All-Australian, the Hawks' leading goal kicker twice, and, of course, one of our favourites, Jack Gunston. Nice to speak to you, mate.
Thanks for having me, boys. It's been a while.
Hey, Jackie,
now, I haven't seen you for a while, but as I understand it, in isolation, you're trying to copy your old man Razor a dirty, stinking moustache. Is this true?
No.
I've got the whole beard going, but I'm trying to pull off a little moustache like him, but he's had it for about 40, 50 years now.
You would never have seen him without it, would you?
No, he shaved it off last year for the Greatest Shave. Went the moustache instead of the hair. But I reckon he shaved it and there was just a shadow there and it was back within about a week.
Oh, mate, because he's got your real boring accountant look, and I know you are a very vain man, Jack, and therefore if you went that look, you wouldn't be happy and therefore you wouldn't go for it.
I try and follow my old man. I want to follow in his footsteps.
Yeah.
But I don't have many mirrors around the house, Jim.
Oh. He is a great man. You are kidding yourself.
You spend
yourself
more time than Danny, I hear, in the mirror.
I can't get a piece of the mirror.
Hey, what have you been doing, Jackie boy? Because any watching...
what's this?
Ozark? Or have you been found any new skills, painting or cooking?
I'm not a gamer, so a lot of the boys have been gaming. That's not down my alley. I'm a bit old for that, but... I've tried a few landscaping things. I've done the painting. I've tried to build a shed on the side of the house.
Yeah.
So I've tried my hand at some handyman work. But I need the boys to come around and clean it all up for me because I'm not great at it.
And
my
what about the fit?
Great.
No, they wouldn't be. What about the fitness, please? Have you found that hard or easy to maintain your levels?
For me, it's been all right. I had a surgery over the Christmas period, so I was pretty under the pump going into round one, so it actually worked out well for me to be able to get a mini preseason in. So I'm feeling good and ready to now attack the season a bit healthier than what I was.
Hey, have you been tested yet, Jack?
I did. I got tested today.
And tell us about it, because they say it's very painful.
Well, yeah, I got mixed messages going in, so I wasn't too sure. Someone said it wasn't great, then someone else said it was all right. But, yeah, it makes your eyes water. They get right up both nostrils pretty deep, and it's a very uncomfortable feeling, but lucky it doesn't last too long.
And when will you know if you're... Well, we're probably positive, negative, but when will you know?
I hope I'm negative.
Yeah, sorry.
I think in the coming next couple of days. Hopefully, I'm sure all the tests must be done before the results before Monday, before we get back into things, hopefully.
And that will be great, mate. Get all the boys back together Monday and do what you do best.
Absolutely. I've had enough Zoom chats. I've seen the boys in their households, and it's time to get a few of us together, have a kick, and have a laugh and get back to normal life a little bit, hopefully.
Clarko.
Just before we get to Clarko, who of the other 45 on your list or 44 do you expect to have dropped off the most with touch? You know, who needs a footy in their hands all the time? Yeah, who's going to come back the sloppiest?
Sloppiest will be either Sicily or Henderson. Sicily's sharp. He'll pick it up pretty quick. But, Sicily is a big gamer, and Hendo, I don't know, picks and chooses the odd session here and there, so we'll have to be onto them.
And Clarko, how's he been, mate?
I don't know what's happened to him this period, but he's kind of loved it. I think he's loved being away, but he's that keen for everyone to get back together. He's got his little farm where he's doing his project and getting away, but he's a crazy man on Zooms, and I'm sick of seeing his little videos he's sending to me.
What, singing and all that?
A bit of singing, a bit of story time, a bit of this, a bit of that. So it'll be good to see him in person and, I don't know, have a laugh.
He's a different
guy. He is different. Yeah. There's no doubt he's different. Does he still, because he's a pretty intimidating force, Clarko, when he's one-on-one, over the Zoom screen, does he still intimidate?
No, well, no one's turned the ball over or anything in the last 2 months, so it hasn't need to be. Hadn't had to mute him on Zoom, so it'll just be good for everyone to get back together and have a laugh, have a kick, have a catch, and get back into the season.
All right, Gunners, I want you to hold on. We're going to talk to you next about golf. I know you're a very, very passionate golfer, but also about some of your teammates' behaviour in isolation.
It's a rush hour on Triple M, JB, Billy, and three-time Hawk Premiership player Jack Gunston.
193 games, not bad. Only 367 goals.
Oh, hello.
It's not 441s from 198. So,
they're playing back line a little bit.
Oh, back line. You played there for three games, didn't you, Norm?
Yeah, not many.
Do you get nicknamed Norm?
I did when I got to Adelaide, but I think that's a bit old for everyone now.
Yeah, it is, Bill. That's our vintage. Exactly. How's the golf going, mate? Because I know you love playing your golf. That's been denied. Are you able to sneak one in?
I wish. I haven't played at all. I haven't even touched the club. So, look, I'm itching to get back out there whenever I can, but who knows when that will be.
Well, the Hawks are very passionate about it. I know Lukey Bruce loves his golf. Who else down there plays well?
Yeah, we've got Mitchell Lewis, who's off scratch. We've got James Sicily, who's probably around the same, 8, 9, but he can play to probably about 20, and like someone else, can throw the clubs away and put them up for sale every now and then.
Yes.
But no, we love our golf. We normally go on a Barmboogle golf trip in the bye, so obviously this year might be on hold, but there's a big golfing group down there, and it's a great way to meet everyone and hang out and... for new guys to come in and spend a few hours all together playing a game of golf.
I read with interest your teammates in ISO. Benny McAvoy's gone back to Detarang, and he grows canola. Do you know what that is? Or Jim, would you know what that is?
Yeah, it's that yellow thing.
Well done, the yellow flower. As you drive down to Geelong, and people actually stop on the side of the road and get out in the middle of it and take photos. Very nice, that.
Would he be any good at that, Benny, Jackie boy?
He would be.
He's a star. Yeah. He's got plenty of land up there farming and whatever he does. No, we don't see him or hear from him.
Oh, he'd be loving it because there's plenty of rain and green grass everywhere. He'd be loving it. What about Jarman Impey going back to Shep and he gets into like a dune buggy and just flies around?
Some of these boys are here in Richmond in a little house and on top of each other. And these guys have got land and going around on dirt bikes and dune buggies. And some guys have really loved this isolation period, that's for sure.
How's his knee, Imps?
Yeah, it's good. He's going well. Look, hopefully he's back within the first couple of weeks. Where are we? Hopefully back to training next week and we can see him. But from all reports, it's going well.
Now, what about your captain, Ben Stratton, and some of that? And I can call them Gunners idiot tattoos because he and my eldest son are best mates and they have an idiot tattoo off. And I'm not sure who's winning it, by the way, because Strats's legs look ridiculous.
Does that have an end point at all?
No. I hope so. Honestly, my son, he's going to be turning up at my joint tomorrow night. I think he said he's coming along. I shudder to think what I'm going to see walking through the bloody door.
Do you have a word to him, Jim, as the dad?
Yeah, but you know what happens? And this will happen to you, Jackie boy, when your kids get older. The harder word you have to them, the more they go and do it just to spite you.
They rebel. Yeah. Who knows? Strats will have something random. So random. But I think they've all got a story behind it that his stories don't always make sense.
Jono, my eldest, he has got his mate's initials on the inside of one of his ankles. And I said to him, what'd you do that for? You know what his answer was? Dunno. I don't know.
It would have been
why he had it. I mean, honestly, he's a buffoon.
couple of beers.
Ian Strats, whenever they're together, you just bugger off and leave them to it. Now, what about your beautiful partner, Danny? What's she been up to during the off season there, Gunners?
We are still on, Bill.
Good.
Strong.
Yes.
We've both been probably stuck out of work for a little bit. She's just getting back into the swing of things now with the modeling, so keeping busy and giving each other a break from one another at times.
Not a bad sort, Jim. Let me tell you, she had eyes for me one night.
No, she didn't.
At the bot, she just come across the bar. Plonked herself next to me, Jim.
Talking to your two daughters, I reckon, Bill.
She knows Lucy, I think,
Would have been no doubt about that. What about The Last Dance, Jack? Have you been watching the unbelievable documentary series about Michael Jordan?
I have. It's great. There's so many parts that no doubt a lot of footy clubs will use, I think, this year as motivation to use towards a premiership, but just his ruthlessness towards his teammates, and surprised he didn't get into any more fights with his teammates. But I did read today, as you were saying about golf, that he played golf because it thought it helped his basketball. Well, I feel the same about football.
He wouldn't let things go either. That Orlando series the year before, he stewed on that for 8 months.
Yeah, I think basketball was just his life, and sometimes you've got to dedicate everything, I guess, and that's what he did.
Very lonely, bud, isn't he?
Yeah, I guess that's a sacrifice you make, Bill.
Yeah, it happened to me.
That's why. So you had the opposite of that, Bill. You had no mates, but the success wasn't there either.
No, I didn't want the success, but I was popular, Jim.
The other way.
Anyway, Jackie boy, thanks for joining us, mate. All the best when it does come around. What are you hearing? Jim reckons June 11. I reckon June 18.
Yeah, I'm probably thinking June 18, but I'm hoping June 11.
Yeah, I'm right again.
There we go.
I'll tell you why it'll be June 11, is 18, is the bloody health minister in Adelaide making a tool bag of himself. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's another issue, Gunners. Good chatting to you, mate. We can't wait to see the Hawks back and running.
No, all right. Thanks for having me, guys.
See you, right.
Good on you, mate.
It's a rush hour.
Shows don't get any better than that.
No.
Andy Lee rolled into Jack Gunston. Absolutely magnificent. Make sure you join us tomorrow, by the way. Idiot file from UFAT.
No,
haven't had one of them for a while.
A short
and therefore,
one.
We had about 20 minutes, which we had to sort of work our way back. And also a flashback Friday that I had forgotten about, and I reckon you had forgotten about, that is absolutely hilarious.
Love it.
It was sent in by a listener who asked to hear
about
something out at Point Cook.
Point
that
Cook,
seriously,
Jim.
I had completely forgotten about, and it is liquid gold.
Is,
so big show tomorrow, but something humorous.
Yes.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
I on the Saturday Rub tomorrow, Jim, of course. A very good show there.
Well, that'll be on,
Saturday. Yeah,
tomorrow's
Saturday,
Friday, mate.
Tomorrow's Friday, so Saturday, yep.
Yeah, on Saturday, that is. Yep.
Yeah. So we'll worry about that tomorrow.
Wouldn't I?
The Saturday show, yep.
You told anyone the wouldn't I joke yet, Jimmy Boy?
No, and I'm not going to.
Oh, dear.
It was pretty good.
Jeez, it got some traction, Jim.
Oh, come on.
Ethan just can't believe how well it's going on the podcast.
What about one for today?
All right, just a short little one, maybe. Mm-hmm. How much time we got? It's only Thursday. I thought
just,
it was Friday.
Just see if it's funny.
We got a while. However you want.
All right, Jim. What's the wrinkle?
Oh, my God.
What's the wrinklest thing on your grandmother?
Have a third go at it.
What's the wrinklest thing?
Have a fourth go at it.
Wrinklest. What's the wrinklest thing? I need to say...
You can't make this up.
You say wrinklest, right?
No.
Yeah.
This is not me. It's you.
Righto, Jim. We'll start again. We'll cut all that out because luckily we're live. Yep.
Right.
What's the wrinkly?
No.
And it's a good joke, right? Brad, you say what I'm trying to say when I point to you.
Bill, we could do this for another hour.
No,
and it would be side splittingly funny,
right?
But we don't have the time. Bill,
right, ready
you
when
to
I
say
point it.
No, you say it, Bill. It's wrinkliest.
Wrinkliest.
No, wrinkliest.
Right, here we go.
Right, here we go.
Hey, Jim, I got a joke, right?
What's the joke?
Well, what's the wrinkliest thing? No. I can't say it. Rabs, just say it, will you?
Wrinkliest.
Well, you say it.
What are you clapping for?
Wrinkliest.
No, Bill.
You in it.
Break it down. It's like ice rink. Rink.
Yeah, I know what rink is.
And then leest. Rink leest.
Rink leest. There we go.
Righto, I got a joke.
What is the rink leest thing on your grandmother, Jim?
What?
Your grandfather.
What is this? What happened? What happened to this show? Like, seriously.
That's not a bad one.
Oh, my God. That joke took 7.5 minutes.
Wrinkliest. That's not our wrinkler.
Grandfather.
Oh, what has happened?
What's happened to him?
There's another 5 minutes.
Stop talking, fat.
Oh, there's the idiot pal all in one. Trying to say one word.
Oh, what the hell?
Brett? Oh, it didn't go well, yeah?
Triple M's Rush Hour is done for another day.
I've had enough of Bill.
But Ream hot water heaters are still working. Ask your plumber to install a Ream. Steady, hot and strong.